Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our once monthly Ask the Archangel teleconference. As we already stated, we're happy to have everybody with us this evening. Now, as always, we will start off with a channeling by Joan. And again, the Archangels have requested that questions only be about this evening's topic. Be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. When you make the question about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teaching for you and the entire group. If we could take a real deep breath and help June or July. Maybe we could just help Joan bring forth Master Kathumi to be with us this evening. Thank you.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kathumi. I have come from the vast realms of the collective consciousness of the all that is. It is important that I be with you this evening as one who has been on your beautiful Christed planet Earth on many occasions. These are very beautiful times in which you have chosen to be embodied. You have chosen this because you have a level of mastery that is available to you from many visitations to Earth. So, as a master, I have come to speak with you so that I can encourage you during these great times of change to be all that you can be as that master aspect of yourself, the wisdom and the knowledge that you possess and have forgotten. I come to remind you of this. First of all, I want to express to you the importance of these energetic configurations that are now upon your planet, beautiful planet Earth, coming from the vast creative realms. Tomorrow of your time is a very auspicious time. It is an 11-11. And this is so significant to this year of your time and to you as possessing mastery. 11-11. 11 is a master number. So this number alone carries an energetic that you can embrace, that master energetic that you possess deep within the core of your being. And I encourage you to embrace not only the number, but the energetic that goes along with that. It is a very refined energetic, and it has many, many components that you, holding certain mastery in certain areas of your experience of being in a body on many occasions, you hold this experience within you. And it is important now that you start to remember that and begin to create appropriately from that master state. The only way that this happens is for you to become very conscious in your day-to-day life. It is very, very important during these times that you become very seated and anchored in your body, because it is in the body that you create and manifest changes that transmit a level of mastery. This is important because on the 11th of this month, the 11th of December, and the 11th of January are very significant days of evolution and transformation. They signify the coming of age, if you will, of humanity. A certain portion of humanity that has begun to access their mastery. Every one of you who was called forth to be on this call this evening holds a piece of that mastery. You are a significant player in the world of form. And as you stay conscious of that every day from this moment forward, you begin to create from that portion of your mastery. And you emanate that energy, that master energy, to the entire world. Whether they recognize it or conscious of it is irrelevant. The fact is, this is what you came to do, to be in that portion of your mastery, and to create from that mastery very precisely. These energies are coming forth onto the planet in exponential increments in the month of November, December, and January. So as you come into that restful period of the winter time where you reflect and are more quiet, reflect on what I have said to you. Reflect on the energetics of that master number 11. It has a creative force within those energetics. And what is so significant here, beloveds, is the fact that come the spring solstice, when you begin to seed that mastery in the world of form and create from that mastery, many changes are possible within the world because you are holding a very refined template from which to create in form. You are anchored in your body and you emanate that creative force through your body, through the mental emotional body. Thoughts are creative, as are emotions. And so you have been asked many, many times over the last few years to clear out that emotional body, to clear out that mental part of the mental emotional body. And you have done a fantastic job. For if you had not, dear one, we would not be having this conversation about creating from your mastery and the significance of that 11 master number would not be discussed. So that said, I would like now to engage you in a conversation so that we might talk further of this and you might communicate to each other and to me how you are experiencing these very potent creative energies. And if you have had difficulty being anchored into the body, where some of you might feel like it is so intense that you want to escape it, but you know that you are of more benefit when you stay anchored in it, when you are rooted deep within Mother Earth, of which you are one with in the world of form. So, now, I invite you to communicate with me.
Thank you, Master Kafumi. We have a couple of questions that have been sent to us, so I'm going to open it up with those, if you may. And this is kind of a long one, so hang with me. This question is related to self-identity. And she says, we are so embedded in being physical and rational that when it is said that we are Christed beings, it is like there is a void. How do you recommend that we can update our self-identity as beings of light in a way that we can truly feel it and know that we are so?
Well, this is a wonderful question because it really is very relevant to what I have been speaking about. There was that void. There was a separation because of the density of a third-dimensional body. So when you are asked to see your mastery, or you are asked to see your Christed nature, that's very foreign to a separated third-dimensional frequency. No, dear one, it is important that you recognize yourself as that individual expression, but also recognize that that expression is part of your divinity. You are unique unto yourself. And so in that uniqueness, you have a certain identity that you operate and create from in a body that benefits all of humanity. And this is where you find yourself right at this moment. So, not trying to push away that personal identity or that uniqueness of your individuality, but merging that with the spirit of who you are, holding a certain increment of mastery from which you can create a wisdom that you hold within you. So as you navigate this world of form with the many refined frequency, light frequencies that are now available to you in the next 3 months, and you contemplate your uniqueness, your individuality, but you also begin to see that you are part of a vaster collective consciousness. You are a very vast being of light. So both states of consciousness are now available to you. You are capable of knowing yourself as that vast collective consciousness, as the Christ itself, the Christed being. And you are also simultaneously navigating the worldly form as an individual expression of that collective consciousness. It is not either or, dear one. It is a simultaneous state of being. You are no longer hindered by that dense third-dimensional body. You have moved beyond that. Many of you can hold states of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional consciousness. Others are still struggling to release yourself from that fourth dimension. But you still are able to navigate a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. And this is where you begin to draw upon your mastery at that more collective level. So as you contemplate these things in the next 3 months, through that master number of 11, the power of creation, the power of manifestation, allow yourself to rest in those energies. Have no expectations about exactly how you will manifest it. Just know that as you navigate life, always staying consciously present in the present moment, that you will create exactly what is needed in that moment. And you will manifest it with great ease. Much easier than you have ever been able to navigate creating in a body. That's what these energies are all designed to do. To help you as the creator manifest in the world of form what is needed in the moment. Thank you for your question. It was very appropriate.
Well, that's a great answer, too. Thank you so much. The second and last question that has been sent to us is from a lady who is concerned about the state of the water contamination caused by the Fukushima nuclear explosions. Recently, some archangels have said that the water will clear. I know that many individuals and groups have been working with the elementals. Will you say more about the healing of the water, the soil, and the air from this nuclear waste and radiation contamination? Thank you so much.
Yes, I can say much about that. First of all, it is important that you recognize that many creative forces are in unison in the clearing of the atmosphere, of the clearing of the elements through the interface with the elemental kingdom. The air, water, earth, and that fire element that is so necessary in the transformational process of earth itself. But you have one thing that is so important that you might have missed, and that is at 11-11-11, the Christed matrix was seated within the earth and within the hearts of all humans. It wasn't active at that time. It was only the bare configuration of that Christed imaging. But through beings such as you, each one of you that is present here with me, that matrix has been activated substantially over the last 4 years of your time. And so as you celebrate that 11-11, remember what was given in great love from the vast regions of creation at that very moment at 11-11-11. And recognize that you took that energetic matrix and you enlivened it. You enlightened it to where it is emanating at a much different frequency range, a much more refined frequency range that emanates that mastery. The master of creation. Is there yet more that has to be done? Of course, beloved. So, yes, it is very gradually clearing. And when I say gradual, I mean gradual. This terrible occurrence of Fukushima was a very important message to all of humanity, whether they were awake or not is irrelevant. They saw every being embodied on your planet, saw the devastation of what can occur with nuclear energy. That is very detrimental to your planet. So hold in your consciousness, hold in your creative possibilities as a master, that alternative clean energy resources be implemented on your earth. Much has been accomplished already in this clearing of the waters, which are so important because your planet is a water planet. There has been much clearing because of the interface of the archangelic with the elemental kingdom, so that they are both together are creating a different configuration of the water that is more clear. Yes, there is much yet to be done, but it is occurring at a more rapid pace than you might perceive. So just continue to hold that frequency range of light and emanate it from your being, which is also, your body is water-based. So as you clear out that mental emotional body, you are clearing the waters within you. And you are helping to clear the water of the planet. There is no separation here, beloved. You operate as a unit. The earth and humanity operate as a unit, one dependent on the other for its full divine expression.
Thank you, Master Kofemi. That's very enlightening. So we appreciate that very much.
We're all set now to open up for some questions. Oh, we're shy this evening, huh?
I think everyone is contemplating the two questions that have been asked and the response that has been given.
Okay, here's our first one this evening. You're on with Master Kofemi.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here tonight. So much. Master, I have a question for you. As you were talking about the 11s, the first thought that came to me was, as we've been studying undifferentiated love and light, that it comes in through the 11th chakra.
Yes,
can you speak more about that being an 11?
I most certainly can, and you can see it already when you ask that question. The 11 is significant because that undifferentiated light is pure light from the source of your being. It has no differential. It is whole and complete and pure in its essence. It is mastery at its most eloquent expression. So when you use that 11th chakra, where that undifferentiated light resides, understand that that undifferentiated light is you at that master level in its pure essence, its pure form. When it is brought by you in through the body, it becomes applied in various applications and forms. So it becomes differentiated. It's not less than or inappropriate, because when you come from that master center of yourself, from that 11th energy, the applications that are drawn into your body through that 11th chakra and that undifferentiated light and love, it can be then applied into the world of form, and this is very, very significant because it helps you to hold in your consciousness the mastery of who you are as a creator being. Does that answer your question?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Wow. Yes. Thank you.
You can feel those energies. You can feel that potency of that undifferentiated light and love and that mastery.
Yes.
So when you bring it into your body, down through that center channel, through your into your heart, you begin to apply it in the world of form, and everything changes.
I understand. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kasumi.
Hello.
I want to talk about, a critical mass. I would like to know what we can do to accelerate it.
The most important thing that you can do to increase critical mass is to hold that mastery for yourself and to create precisely with your intention. Create with the knowledge that you are part of and one with the collective consciousness of the earth, but also simultaneously being a part of that vast collective consciousness of the all that is. And when you hold that consciousness consistently within you, you emanate that into the collective consciousness of humanity, thus creating the opportunity for all to come into that unity consciousness and create the critical mass that is so needed. This is not a forceful state. It is just a beautiful application of that master energy.
Okay.
Thank you for your...
No problem.
Okay.
Greetings, Master Kasumi.
Greetings.
I would like some guidance on living in still point, not just getting to that point in meditation or for some days, but... what that looks like, what is the guidance about walking and being in that state of still point?
That still point is very much misunderstood. Many believe that it can only be obtained in a deep meditation. And this is not what you are called upon to do in these times of creating from your mastery. You are called upon to operate consciously in your body from that mastery very precisely. And when you do that, it is through that conscious awareness of yourself as creating precisely what is needed in the moment. You aren't projecting yourself into the future, but you are staying very present in the moment. That takes a level of not just concentration, a level of mastery. And it is an intention point, intention and an attention point that is achievable in your walking around state, because in that quiet time where you are very focused and in that still point, you set that intention of using your mastery, your experience, as you create life in a body every day and every moment, and you create with intention and precision, because you have available to you that undifferentiated light and love. The opening of that 11th chakra is very real and accessible. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Could you, maybe you could speak a little about the, I feel a lot of the, I feel that magnetism comes more in balance. Could you speak about the electromagnetic energy field?
Yes.
At the still point consciousness?
Yes. You have altered that. As you know, it is through the mental-emotional body, your thoughts and your emotions, that create that the electromagnetic field of your body and of the earth. And as you have altered your consciousness and your ability to hold that still point, first in meditation, and now you are being called upon to hold it in your walking around day-to-day life. And as you do that, it impacts the electromagnetic field substantially. And the electrical component of that is very much in alignment with the neurology of your body.
Mm-hmm.
The magnetics of that come from using your emotions properly. And the magnetic component of the electromagnetic field of the earth has been altered. So it begins to draw into the electromagnetic field of the body and of the earth. Draw forth those beautiful undifferentiated and light and love energies to itself, so that that field doesn't emanate separation anymore. The electrical on one hand, the magnetic on the other. It becomes very unified.
Mm.
So it enables the consciousness to come into that unity form that has been very misunderstood and inaccessible by humanity. It is important that you recognize that you are contributing to the alteration of that electromagnetic field that then draws into it all of that undifferentiated light and love to be made usable on earth and in the body, manifested in its perfection.
Thank you very much. That's a very, very, very potent answer. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for asking the question.
You're on with Master Kathumi.
Yes, hello. I was wondering what the significance of the astrological significance of, like, tomorrow being Scorpio, next month is Sag, and the next month is Capricorn.
Yes. Very significant. Of course, Scorpio is transformation. It is water. It is the life essence of the planet, of your body, as you create and form. The Sagittarius brings forth further creation in joy, happiness, love of the planet. And Capricorn is the worker that then applies the mastery. You see?
Yes, that's perfect. I had one other question, because we're co-creating, excuse me, with the elementals. How best can we move forward this way?
By being conscious that you are one with those elementals, even though they're beautiful beings, but they're very basic. They aren't as complex as you are. But you as the creator, when you merge your light energies and infuse the elementals with that creative mechanism, you set the template that they can follow to help manifest in the earth what you are creating. They are the ones that help to clear the waters, and the air, and the earth itself. But you are the creator of the blueprint, the energetics that are to be used in that creative force. So it takes that unified expression. Your body is composed of the elements, as is the earth. So when you unite your consciousness with that very basic elemental kingdom, much is accomplished. And all it takes is just a little focus, a little of your intention, and then paying attention as you connect heart to heart.
Wow. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for the question.
Next, you're on with Master Kafumi.
These are wonderful questions. And it so expands what I have come here this evening to explain to you. It helps you understand and be able to apply your mastery.
Hello. I was wondering if you would have any specific instructions or guidance on ways that we can bring in the energetics of 11 on the three dates that you mentioned.
It is making it a special day. Now, if you feel that it's important to gather with others, by all means do that. But you can do it at an individual level. Just recognizing that the date is present and the power of that master number is available for you to create with. And when you place your attention on it with the intention of using those energies as precisely as you can throughout the entire day, so that you are creating with intention and more precisely, and aligning yourself with the mastery energetics of that, those frequency ranges. One exercise that I could recommend to you is to be conscious every hour at that 11th minute and align yourself with your mastery. Align yourself with the experience that you have gained in this lifetime and in many previous ones. And on the hour of 11:11, align yourself again with those energies. 11:11 in the morning, and if possible, 11:11 in the evening. If you have entered the sleep state before that 11:11, does not limit your ability to align with it. Just because the body is resting doesn't mean that your consciousness or your spirit is not aware. So before you fall into that sleep state, have the intention that 11:11, you fully align yourself from that mastery of you with the influence brought upon the earth through the energetic frequencies of that number. And if you will do this month, and in December, and in January, you will find that you have significant changes that will occur in your ability to manifest more precisely and consciously, I might add. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you for your guidance.
You are very welcome.
You're on with Master Kathumi.
Hello, Master Kathumi.
Hello.
This is a bit of a direct question, but it has to do with boldness.
Yes.
And mastery. Today, I found myself writing a letter to the President of the United States, lovingly commanding him on behalf of we the people to abolish the death penalty.
Yeah.
And also expressing appreciation for his vetoing a large oil pipeline that was going to disrupt nature. And so given these, I'm finding myself being a social and environmental activist through social media, through communication electronically, and it's feeling bold on one sense, but yet, at the same time, it's feeling like common sense.
Of course, because that is part of the master element of yourself that you brought into this body. You are a very wonderful being of light. And sometimes you relate to that goddess energy, the earth goddess. This is where your remembrance of your mastery comes in. Because it is in that earth goddess energy that you supported and interfaced with the archangelic kingdom and the elemental kingdom to create that beautiful planet, Earth, at its inception as a Christed planet. And you remember this. So it is of integral part of you, dear one. And it is no accident that you feel the boldness to step forward and say, look what you are doing to the beautiful Earth. Let's change this together. Let's create differently. Now is your time.
Yes, and so transmitting energetically with light and love the envisioning of the Christed planet already in existence,
yes,
has great value to those, even if they might not be consciously aware of it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And so when you speak of November, December, January, typically going into that winter season, asks one to be withdrawn drawn within, and yet these feel like the days of transparency as we're wearing our Michael Shields. That does not mean passive.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, that's what I wanted to clarify, that proactivity is just, it's an enlivened Christed energy within our bodies.
Correct.
That's wanting expression.
Yes.
And manifestation.
And that's what the next 3 years energy is all about. Previously, it was all about clearing, about loving yourself, valuing yourself enough to clear out the debris. These next 3 years are all about creation. That's the influence of the 1111. Not only in these next 3 months, but in every month in the next 3 years. You see that?
Yes, I do. Could you comment for a moment, please, on the 111, the 111?
The one is new beginnings, the new earth. And 111 is the triple expression of that creation, which is very, very powerful, very masterfully orchestrated by humanity for these new beginnings, the new beginnings of a Christed planet, not only being resurrected to its original state, but going beyond that. For there is no limit in creation.
And so our passion becomes enlivened.
Yes.
Exponentially.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
However that expresses itself in your unique way. You see that? That's important to recognize. Every one of you on this call carries that unique piece. You all have a unique piece in this creation. And no two are alike. Even though they may be similar focuses, they are unique to you. That's the beauty of embracing your mastery in a body as that individual divine expression, as that creator in form.
I'm seeing jewels.
Yes. You are the jewels. You are the jewels. Every one of you are the jewels.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Love and blessings.
Love and blessings to you also.
Here we go. You're on with Master Kasumi.
Hello.
Hello.
I had a question about an earlier message that Joan channeled. I'm not sure if I can ask this because Master Kasumi wasn't speaking of this tonight, but it was a message about the Sirius Stargate.
Yes. It's very appropriate.
And I was wondering... Oh, good. I was just wondering if there was anything that you could add to that about how we could take advantage of that information.
Yes. Not every one of you comes through that Sirius Stargate. Some of you come through other stargates. But the majority of humanity comes into embodiment through that stargate, whether it be Sirius or whether they visit Arcturus first before coming into this embodiment. But they come through, the vast majority come through that stargate. What occurs is when you come into an earthly embodiment that is somewhat dense in relationship to your spirit, there is a compression that has to occur for you to bring your mastery intact into that body. So you come through various stargates, your spirit comes through various stargates before this embodiment is taken on, for that compression to take place that is has precision and allows the energetic format of whatever portion of mastery that you are bringing into that specific embodiment to be held in its perfection. So this is what is gained. Many come through the Orion Stargate first, and then into Sirius, and then either through Arcturus or directly from Sirius into the Earth. But that is by design, so that the integrity of whatever master element that you hold as an individual creator on Earth can come in its purest form. Does that answer your question?
Yes, but then the information regarding going back through the Sirius Stargate in order to expand our consciousness?
Yes, you can do that. At a certain point in your evolution, when you work with the 11th chakra, when you work with that 14th chakra system, and you are able to attain a consciousness of yourself from that vaster level, then you navigate not just from your consciousness, which you already do that many times, many of you on this call. You navigate various realms of consciousness, whether it be Sirius or the Pleiadians or some vaster region of the creative realms that have no specific name because it is a collective consciousness. You enter those vast states of awareness at certain junctures. As the body is altered and changes, you become more proficient in actually navigating those realms, taking your body with you. Now, is that going to happen in the next 3 years? No. But it will be a possibility that humans have that ability. They will use their Merkaba vehicle to navigate through various realms in their body. Realms that have form, now I'm speaking of. The realms that have no form, of course, you enter as spirit consciousness. But the ones that have form, you will be able to navigate in those realms in your body.
That sounds like fun.
Yes. It's great fun. But these are possibilities that lay before you, possibly in this lifetime. That's how far you have come.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for your question.
You're on with Master Kathumi.
Hello, Master Kathumi.
Hello.
In relation to the last question or answer, I know that you have traveled to many of these places in many lifetimes. Could you describe perhaps your favorite one or one in general, just to paint a picture for us of those energies or that energy?
I most love going to Venus, because this is a planet of love. It's that undifferentiated love. It is the realm of Sanat Kumara that held that element of love in its precision for Earth for eons of time, until humanity could have the consciousness to begin to hold it for themselves. It is the most beautiful, beautiful of places that I have ever been. And that element of love is exquisite. Not just from the feeling standpoint, but from the power of it. It is the most beautiful place with such a vast consciousness that it is unimaginable to you at this point in a body until you have been able to navigate and experience it. This, I draw from this energy as a master and as the Kohan of the second ray of love and wisdom. This is where that energy is drawn from. So it is of great significance that I use that mastery and interface with each and every one of you on planet Earth, so that you will awaken to that mastery and use that love and wisdom to create on earth.
Thank you, my friend. I feel the love.
You are most welcome. I don't often talk of this, so thank you for bringing it up so I could share with you my experience.
You are welcome.
You're on with Master Kafumi.
In our discussion this evening... let's take this question and then I will talk.
You're on with Master Kafumi.
Hello.
Hello.
Namaste, Master Kafumi.
Namaste.
I just got back from Egypt a little over a week ago.
Yes.
And my brain seems to be scrambled. I feel as if I was in such an altered state that everything that I received and learned doesn't really exist. And do I need to grow into it? Is that what's going to happen? Or I don't know how else to put it. I'm really confused. It's like my brain doesn't know what to do with any of the experiences that I had. All the experiences seem to have run together so that they're kind of like a jumble.
Yes, you are on overwhelm. The energetics that you were able to connect with in that area were very overwhelming because you were able to touch into the vastness of your being at that collective level. Because those energetic templates, those Stargate energies of Orion and Sirius are very present there. They are openings into that vaster state of consciousness. And as long as you stayed physically in that, in the influence of those Stargates, you were able to comprehend. But as you came back into a different environment, you feel like you are scrambled and that you're confused. Don't allow this to negate your experience. It is very important that you give yourself time to rest. There was a lot that occurred in that journey. And 1 week is not enough for you to rest. And to allow very gently, be gentle with your body and your mind, your mental body. Be gentle. It's being asked to absorb such a refinement that is foreign to you as you reside in your day-to-day life. So rest often and have no doubt that you experience something very unique and special and allow that to integrate within your physicality and within your day-to-day life. It will come back. It's not gone. It's just having a hard time integrating into the body and into the world of form in the environment that you live in. Because there are such vast differentials in the frequency ranges of that area. Do you understand?
No,
you need to do nothing. Do nothing. Don't be concerned, but just in your quiet time, just be and reflect on those beautiful energies and be confident that they were very real.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question. Now, back to what I was saying. It has been such an honor for me to interface with you in this way and to show you not what's expected of you, but to show you that you have such value and a valuable piece in creation. And it is so important, beloveds, that you use that value and that creative force within you and apply it day to day in the moment to be who you are as that Christed being, unique in your expression in the body, anchoring it in the body, anchoring it in the earth, in that Christed matrix. You hold that within your heart. You hold that within the earth. And those energies flow through all 14 chakras and connect you in a very special way with Mother Earth. Take advantage of these gateways that are open to you now. The energetics are massive. I thank you so much for receiving me. It has been a delight to converse with each and every one of you. Blessings.
Thank you, Master Kathumi. That was an absolutely dynamite session. We are most lucky to have you as a mentor. Thank you so much. Now, on to next month. The next Ask the Archangels session will take place on December the 8th at 8 p.m. Central Time. And as always, if you cannot make the session live and have a question, just send me an email and I'll ask the question just like I did tonight. And please don't forget to tell all your friends about our sessions. You know, the more the merrier. Also, registration is now open for our 2016 series of teachings entitled Seeding of the Divine Image. Thank you all again for listening and participating this evening, and we wish you a wonderful month. Smile when you got them. Blessings.